Bob Hart reporting the headlines from 1958. Sputnik 1 is now Kaputnik. The 90-day-old satellite launched by the Soviet Union falls to the Earth from orbit. Meanwhile, 14-year-old Bobby Fischer wins the United States Chess Championship. The 30th Academy Awards picked The Bridge on the River Kwai as Best Motion Picture of the Year. This is the first time the show was broadcast live in its entirety. He is now known as U.S. Private 5331-0761. You know him as Elvis Presley. He's inducted into the U.S. Army. Russia's response? To elect Nikita Khrushchev as Premier of the Soviet Union. Those are some of the stories making news in 1958. This is Bob Hart on Radio Recall with Jim Hampton.
Remember this golden record.
I certainly do. I hope you do too. Bob Kuban and the In-Man. All about the cheater. You know who you are. Song, and I hope you liked hearing that again on Radio Recall, where we play all those great songs. The ones you remember, and maybe not so much.
Feels so good.
Oh, I'm sorry, Barry. Did I interrupt something here?
You're lying here next to me.
Yeah, I feel really intimidated with a voice like that next to... What? Oh, my goodness. Oh, Barry, come on.
You have no idea.
Oh, I'm starting to get the idea. I miss Barry.
He's there. I love you, baby.
Oh, I love you too, man. I mean, Barry. Barry White made the 70s, that's for sure. And the 80s. And this one's one of my favorite songs. I'm gonna love you just a little bit more, baby.
Thank you.
I'll wait for Lee to come in, and he can do that real good. That's Barry White, I'm Gonna Love You. It's Jim Hampton, and we love you right here on Radio Recall. We love Detroit. That's why we're back here. This is where I grew up. I grew up in Farmington, Michigan, not too far from here. Now it's called Farmington Hills, because they, for some reason, all these hills appeared right after I moved out, and they just decided to name it Farmington Hills. So, but anyway, I lived at the corner of 11 Mile and Farmington Road. Well, not right at the corner. I mean, you actually had to drive down a little ways, and I had this wonderful place. My parents had this big house. There must have been like an acre of land, and I had a tree house in the back, and that's where I put my first radio studio. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do that. Actually, it was in my bedroom, and I had, you know, these little turntables that I bought that Bogan made, Bogan turntables, and it was part of a PA system. And I used to, and it had a little microphone that plugged into that thing, and I could either do loudspeaker radio to my, you know, friends in the neighborhood, or I could plug it into a tape recorder. And I had a wonderful Webcore tape recorder and a Wolensack, I might add. I was a very, very advanced child with that equipment. And now here I am at the beautiful Showcase Studios of WPON here in Tower 14 of beautiful Northland. And we're overlooking, well, we would be overlooking if we could just knock this wall out over here. We'd have an actual studio window, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen. Anyway, coming up, I went a little diverse there on it. We have Mickey Shore coming up in a second. It's not Mickey Shore with an air check, but it's Mickey Shore performing. And if you don't know about him, we'll talk about him in just a second, but he was amazing. In the meantime,
does he love me? I want to know.
This is Cher. By Cher. It's Jim Hampton on Radio Recall, and we have Mickey Shore here from a performance that he did. Actually, it was a record that was released. I'm not sure what year it was. It might have been in the late 50s or maybe early 60s. But there was a popular television show on called Ben Casey at the time. And also, if you remember those records that they used to do with Buchanan and Goodman, where they would, this is John Cameron Cameron downtown, and you know, baby, let's go downtown. They'd chop in all the records, and in those days they did that stuff without any regard for copyrights. They just kind of chopped them together, and there were some lawsuits, as I understand later, but they got them by. But anyway, Mickey Shore was a DJ in Detroit. He was at WXYZ. He was at the WJBK. He also went to CKLW for a while. He did some fill-in when in the early days of CKLW when Dave Schaefer was there. And this is a song that it's very hard to find. Not really a song. It's a performance by Mickey Shore under the pseudonym of The Cut-Ups. Mickey Shore of The Cut-Ups. This is Ben Basie. Ready?
Man, woman, birth, death, infinity. I'm Dr. Schnorber from Big City Hospital. Ben Basie is my best resident doctor. He's only lost 12 patients this week.
My boy, Dr. Killjoy, hasn't lost one in weeks. His summer replacement has been off.
What a bedside manner that Basie has.
Ah, you're gonna feel stronger, longer, and a few softer.
As I understand it, the symptoms come and go.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Sounds to me like we better operate on Barbara right away.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I'll wait till after lunch. What's for lunch, Dr. Killjoy?
Mashed potatoes.
Unlock the operating room, nice.
But she can't find her keys.
Tell them to open up.
Let me in.
All right. Secure the patient to the operating table.
Something's got a hold on me.
I'm going to give you this needle to relax you.
Baby, 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 take it easy.
Are you relaxed now, Barbara?
I feel so strange.
Check the list of instruments, Dr. Killjoy.
Rabbit's good and French toast. Choir, hydrant, ash can. Pretzels in a monkey wrench.
Hey, Doc. I got some medical students out there. Why don't give me a buck a piece to watch an operation? Are you ready to perform the operation? Is there anything else you want?
I want a good long chunk.
Hey, Doc, the patient's coming out of it. She's trying to get off the operating table.
Come back, silly girl.
Now remember, Barbara.
Oh, please don't cry.
Please don't cry.
Try not to be sad.
Try not to be sad.
I tried and I tried.
I tried and I tried.
Dr. Schnorber, I think the operation was a success.
Congratulations.
Well, Ben Basie, how did your patient sleep last night?
Spend the night away.
You must be Barbara's boyfriend. What did you bring her?
Roses and lollipops.
You have a visitor, Barbara. Wake up. Barbara. Barbara. Barbara! Well, Dr. Basie, how is your patient?
Please don't ask about Barbara.
Oh, yeah. That's Mickey Shore. What a great talent. And, you know, he's really, you know, you can't find any tapes on him. They didn't really have tapes, you know, in those days. And but I do know someone who knew him very well and spent a great deal of time with him. And you're going to meet him in just, well, let's say 60 seconds.
From now until midnight in Detroit,
no.
WKMH Radio presents...
He's here! He's in the studio! Stand
Woody
by!
Allen on the horn! And $1 million worth of talent. We'll call it the cream of the crop till 12 o'clock. I can't sing, but hear me swing. Hi, this This is the finger snapping, hand clapping flake. Lee Allen to lay 'em on you from now until midnight on the WKMH Time Machine. From now until then, we found some of the hottest round ones in this big old town. You dig even 30 seconds? We'll do it again Monday, and we'll call it tonight the cream of the crop until 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, he's here. He is in the studio. He is Lee Allen. Welcome. Welcome to Radio Recall.
I am not snapping any fingers or doing any flaco things this evening on this radio station because I had a very powerful meeting with all of my listener on the way in this evening.
You must be the same person listening to this station, I think, at the moment.
Well, I'm listening at the same time that I'm talking. Yes.
Well, it's great to have you here, Lee. Of course, you're such a treasure of Detroit. But anyway, how are you? It's good to see you. What are you doing? What's going on with Lee Allen?
Oh, well, 40 years ago, I was only 5 at the time.
Yeah, well, it's a very high voice, actually, I noticed when I was listening to it.
Terrific. This is our town, isn't it? You talked about Farmington and Farmington Hills, and you grew up here. Where did you say you went to Dunkel?
I went to Dunkel.
Was there ever a school by the name of Dunkel?
It's a junior high school in Farmington.
I went to Cooley.
Cooley, yeah.
I went to Cooley, and I listened to you last night. It's a wonderful program. I hope everyone continues to listen and listens on the internet around the world. And I listened last night when you had the program with Frantic Ernie Durham.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he wonderful?
Not only was he wonderful, I worked with Frantic Ernie.
You worked at WJLB.
I was at WJLB, and I was there when I was going to Wayne University. I moved back from Michigan. I went to Michigan State. I went to Wayne University, and I got a job at WJLB. And I was the guy that was doing what you're doing, except they wouldn't let me talk. I was running the board and the controls and things like that on a station much like this. They had the German hour and the Polish hour and the Spanish hour. And I couldn't understand any of those people. The only thing I ever learned from Jan Marian Kreutz was Dzień dobry. I still don't know what that means, but he said it a lot. But in the afternoon came Ernie Durham, and I was privileged to run the board and the records for Frantic Ernie Durham. He was wonderful.
Yeah.
He was a rhyming fool. And it was a 500-watt radio station, and he was like number one in the afternoon because all the kids, that was like the end thing to listen to was Frantic Ernie. He was a wonderful human being and one of the most talented people that we ever heard.
Well, he was playing all the R&B songs, which at that time, you know, these were the really the rock and roll songs that later the General Market stations would play, right?
That was the end thing. That's yeah. Right. And it was like it was like the mid to late 50s when he was there. And so I got to do that. And then on the weekends, I got to do the all-night show because they just said, you know, go in there, you can play music, and do whatever you want. And I never believed, Jim, that anyone was ever listening at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I went on one night, and I said, we have a memo from the radio station, and it is regarding a new Detroit ordinance and a law. And the law is, do not call Vermont 78932. It is against the law. You cannot call this number. No one will answer. And if you do, you'll be electrically shocked. Do not call this number. 5 lines lit up and stayed that way for 6 months. So I realized that people were listening in the middle of the night.
And after JLB, you actually moved on to
JBK.
WJBK.
I followed Tom Clay at JBK. I did the all-night show. What did they call it? The Milkman's Matinee or something like that. And I got to follow and meet Tom Clay, who was an idol. He was a legend, an idol, and when he opened up his mouth, everyone listened. I was just in awe. Tom Clay thought he was James Dean, and I think he was. But I was on the all-night show at JBK for some time.
Yeah, and then you went to WKMH. And I found something that I thought you'd like to hear from WKMH. I don't think you have this in your archives, but take a listen to this.
Probably on purpose.
Let's see if I can make this thing work. This is it. This is really interesting. Oh, yeah. Here.
Watch how you drive. Watch how you handle that automobile, and don't you dare turn it into a couple of tons of deadly weapons. And whatever you do, please do it well. And don't encounter this sound on Detroit's expressways, the city streets, the nation's highways, or anywhere else tonight. Stay tuned now for more of the biggest and best on the Big K on WKMH Radio. And we have a date tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon. Until that time, Lee Allen on the horn. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Well,
I think it was a little overproduced.
Good night, everybody. Yeah. Good night.
Let me say it a few more times. Good night.
Oh, it was wonderful. But, you know, in those days, of course, it was it was fresh. It was new. It was a brilliant work and much copied by many people.
I worked with Robin there, yeah. Robin Seymour.
Yeah, at WKMH.
And when I was on at night at WKMH, Robin was on in the afternoon. We played golf two or three times a week in the mornings. He lived in the Dearborn area. And then that cut had to be from the when I was on in the afternoon there. And Dave Prince was on at night. Sangu.
Sangu, yeah.
Yeah.
We have some things from Dave doing Sangu, actually, coming up. I think it's tomorrow night. So
he was wonderful.
Yeah, he just did... some incredible work, and I think people will be surprised at the Dave Prince from WXYZ versus the Dave Prince from WKMH. You went from there to WXYZ, and you launched the Lee Allen Show, which then, of course, it was a rebirth for you in some ways, right? Because it was a big station and a powerful ABC affiliate, and
everyone always wanted to work at WXYZ. And I actually didn't go directly to WXYZ from there. I went to, are you ready?
Really? Where?
WCPO in Cincinnati.
Really? I didn't know that.
I went to WCPO in Cincinnati to do the morning show and to do a television show there. I never figured out until later how I got that job. How I got the job. Mm-hmm. It's too long a story to tell here, but I went there. I was there for 4 days. It was the shortest show in the history of radio. And I had a call. I'll do this really fast. A call from a guy who was a promoter for Dot Records in Detroit. And he had been transferred to Buffalo. And he called me in the motel in Cincinnati. His name was Dick Rakoven. Some of us know Dick Rakoven. Mm-hmm. And he said, are you as lonesome as I am? I said, I am. I can't even pronounce the streets in Cincinnati. I don't know how to do what I'm doing. It was a Friday. He said, well, you're lucky. You're going back to Detroit and you're going to work for ABC Radio. And I said, come on. Well, he was in the record business. He was a promoter. And it was like Western Union. It was like a wire. It was like a computer. Those guys knew everything. So I said, thanks, Dick. Talk to you later. Hung up the phone and the phone rang again. And the voice on the other end said, this is Lee? And I said, yes. He said, this is John Gilbert from WXYZ. I said, yeah, Dick, thanks a lot. Don't call me back and be an imposter for the boss. He said, Lee, this is John Gilbert, and I recognize his voice. And he said, are you planning to be back in Detroit tomorrow afternoon, Saturday? And I said, no, I am looking for an apartment in Cincinnati. He said, you didn't hear me. Do you plan to be in Detroit at Broadcast House in my office at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon? And I said, absolutely, Mr. Gilbert. I've been planning that for 6 months.
And this is what happened.
From now until midnight in Detroit.
Lee Allen on the horn and $1 million worth of talent. We'll call it the
cream of the crop until 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah!
I can't sing, but hear me swim. Hi, Lee Allen on the horn from now until the very top of the clock at midnight in Detroit. Between now and then, we'll have some of the most fantastical round ones in this big old town. We'll have something old to play, something new in review, and a couple of things to say. You find even 30 seconds you like, we'll do it again tomorrow and call it the cream of the crop until 12 o'clock.
Beside me at the wheel, I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was cold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
And a half after 9 o'clock music time on the Lee Allen Show. Dave Prince is on tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock here on Channel 1270. And I know you thought I was going to play that little thing where he says, Channel 1270. That is easy to remember. Now look, I mean, we're not all dummies, right? I mean, we have to. I mean, it is any dummy that could say, hello, Channel 1270, the winner, and then play that cartridge or that thing. Oh, you're not supposed to say that. Oh, anyway. That doesn't make any difference, man. You just flop up, right? You flop up!
1270. That's easy to remember.
I thought I'd better play it.
Well, I've made up my mind.
Yeah?
Instead of a jingle or a new casserole recipe like Turkey Noodle Dandy, what Prince really needs is a slogan, something we can paint right up there on our smokestack.
Great. How's this? Tippecanoe and spaghetti too.
No.
Remember the macaroni?
Hardly.
Don't give up the sauce? How's this? Walk softly and carry a big noodle.
No, it needs something that has
I got it. Prince, first in spaghetti, first in sauce, and first in the hearts of Lowell, Massachusetts, home of Prince Spaghetti and Noodle Products. No finer Italian food at any price, including all those little fly-by-night spaghetti companies that keep trying to undercut us.
That's kind of long to fit on the smokestack, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, how will people read it?
They'll wind it around like a barber pole. Let them walk around the factory a few times to read it. People don't get enough exercise anyhow.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe we better go back to Turkey Noodle Dandy.
Yeah.
Hey, better believe it. 8.5 minutes after 9 o'clock in the evening on the Lee Allen Show. We got something from Beatles for sale coming up pretty quick here on XYZ. Looked at her with his eyes, and baby, he was saying some kind of thing.
I was walking down the street.
Velvet!
This boy started following me. Just
ha!
I ignored all the things he said.
Woo-wee.
He moved me in every way. With his common mind, my time he was done.
Yes,
he was really saying something.
Days a week.
That's it. 8 days a week. It's a Wixie Spotlight LP Beatles for sale on the Lee Allen Show here on Channel 1270 in Detroit. What?
WXYZ.
Oh, listen, I want to tell you something. The temperature outside of Broadcast House tonight is 14 degrees, and maybe lower tonight. If you need fuel oil, call Townsend 92800 right now. Marathon Heating Oil will be on its way to you. Call them now, 18 minutes after 9 o'clock music time on the Lee Allen Show. Don't forget all the music right here on Channel 12. Listen, I had a guy tell me a story real quick. What happened? Listen, the first guy that had called this morning when we walked into the OSIF, no, it's true. He called up and he told me about his experience with a Krovni. It's true. He said he was out here in a cornfield, out here on the northwest side of town, out near, like, Farmington Township out in there, and he spotted a Krovni as he was driving by, and he jumped out of his car, you see, and he watched, and there was a guy chasing this Krovni, and the Krovni was running across the field, and the guy was running after the Krovni, and the Krovni just bounded and bounded over the field and hopped right over a pair of railroad tracks, you know? And the guy bounded and bounded over the field and tripped on a pair of railroad tracks, and a train came by. And there just goes to show you there's a moral to the story. Never lose your head over a Krovni.
The super hit sound of wonderful WXYZ.
Hey, this song is super hit number 10.
You don't understand. See, the guy was chasing, and the pair of railroad tracks, and he fell, and a train came. Forget it. That's all.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the sky and a girl and a guy and the way they could keep on a night. Tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love.
Did you notice that? I'll tell you something. There comes a time in everyone's life when you got to turn a record off on the air. Oh, no. There was something that was playing along with that, but as long as you didn't catch it, forget it. That's all. See, that's all there was on the air.
Big news and big values in Marola's 37th anniversary party. Refreshments, gifts for all. And a Marola's new or used car customer will win a Chevrolet Impala hardtop. It could be you. Come out now to crash it an 8.5 mile.
Yeah, did you hear that? I want to tell you something. Marola Chevrolet, 8.5 mile on Gratiot Avenue. Somebody's going to win a beautiful 65 Impala at Marola Chevrolet. Gratiot and 8.5 mile roads. It's 22 minutes after 9 o'clock on the Lee Allen Show on XYZ in Detroit, Michigan. Let's go again. Let's make this an encore tune. We tried it earlier. It is new on the Detroit Sound Survey. It has been played in Detroit for about a week. You have heard it before. So let's make it to all of the guys and gals in Dearborn from yours truly, Secret Agent X. 007. Her name is Shirley Bassey. He's got the Midas touch, like the touch of a spider. His name is Goldfinger. Goldfinger with Shirley Bassey, the title tune.
Goldfinger. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger. His web of sin. But don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can disguise what you feel. Poor golden girl knows when he's kissed her, it's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold.
Detroit Sound Survey, 36. You're on the Lee Allen Show. Lee Allen on the horn with $1 million worth of talent, the cream of the crop until 10 o'clock, and Madcap Murphy here on America's number one popular music station. We're going to take 60 seconds now for Joe Vaughn and WXYZ award-winning news headlines, and we'll be back to go till 10 o'clock tonight.
Good evening. Joe Vaughn, WXYZ News, with an up-to-the-minute headline report from Michigan's largest radio news center.
Tell us a little bit about the horn, that whole thing. That I think that, didn't that start at WKMH? It was Lee Allen on the horn, right?
You know, that whole thing actually started when I was about 9 years old.
Really?
That
you're not putting me on, are you?
No, I am. No, I'm not, really. Because there was a radio program that none of us in this room remember, but if we go get a CD or something, we can remember it. There was a radio program with a comedian by the name of Jack Benny. And Jack Benny, his character was that he was a miser.
Mm-hmm.
And that everybody knew it. And about once a week on his program, he would go down, he would open a door and start going down these steps. And you could hear the echo of the steps going down. And he'd go down about 9 flights of steps. And he would cross a moat, and there would be alligators and crocodiles. And then he would get to a door. And you're hearing this on the radio, Jim. And you'd hear these chains and the lock and the combination, and the door would open, and there's a guy standing in there, and he'd say, "Hello, Mr. Benny." And I forgot the guy's name, but Benny would say hi to him, and he'd say, "Tell me, Mr. Benny, how did Mr. Lincoln like the play?" He's been in there forever. So Benny ends up drawing 25 cents out of his vault, and he goes back upstairs. Well, When I went to Michigan State University, I pledged a fraternity. I'll make this fast as I can. Pledging a fraternity, Phi Delta Theta. And they had, at the end of the pledge.
I felt a thigh. What is it? I felt a thigh?
Yes, that was it. You can't say that on the radio.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, they
Phi
had
Delta
us.
Phi Delta Theta, yeah.
Yeah, they had us answer the phone. We had to answer the phone. And so we had to answer this phone. It would take about 3 minutes, the answer. Hello, this is Lee Allen at Phi Delta Theta, oldest chapter on the Michigan State University campus, founded in Miami, you know, on and on and on. And at the end, it said, this is Lee Allen, so forlorn, at your service, on the horn. And I was talking on the telephone. So one night at KMH, WKMH, later Keener NIC, I said, this is Lee Allen on the horn. Meaning on the microphone or on the telephone. And a record promoter by the name of Curly Dimitro brought me a horn that was made in Pakistan, and it became the horn.
Really?
And that's how it happened.
Really made in Pakistan?
It was made in Pakistan. It was a Pakistan. Now, don't kid around about my
Mike
horn.
Mike Collins is very skeptical of this story, I must
The Lee Allen fine-tone horn was made in Pakistan by a Pakistan watchmaker.
Yeah,
it took over 17 years
and
is insured
up to by Lloyd's of London. And it
is in the vault,
yeah,
guarded by that same guy that never did find out what happened to Mr. Lincoln and 17 Pinkerton men. And so it became that. And then there was a marble floor or something on the studio at WXYZ, and they had this big, huge ashtray. So we would throw that on the floor, and it would be a fine-toned ashtray. And then there was the fine-toned note, aged 4 long years in wood to make it sound good, like a fine-toned note, show, and on and all that foolishness.
And that became the lyrics to a song.
I got this horn just the other day. From a man who came a long, long way.
Wow, he'd like to set me free.
He said this horn, you understand, has come from Pakistan. And when you're all alone, if you dig the fine tone, you just wait and see. Well, this horn, it's gonna set you free.
And he don't want you.
Just turn on the radio with the lights down low. Close your eyes real tight, think of your honey tonight. And when you hear the horn, you'll see. You know just what happened to me. This horn, it'd like to set me free.
Hit that note there, Lee. That
is the fine-toned note. I won't make any excuses for it, but it was a wonderful day. I do remember it even now.
Yeah, and you had some pretty famous people in that session.
Stevie Wonder was playing the drums, Marvin Gaye on the keyboard. Blowing the horn was Smokey Robinson, and Martha and the Vandellas were the singers, and I wanted them on it because I think my favorite sound up until that time was Marvin Gaye and Stubborn Kind of Fella,
yeah.
And it was Martha and the Vandellas in the background, and it was wonderful. You know, because you do this, and you've done this, and all over, you've done it in Detroit and Chicago and on the air, and you love it, that we were never on the radio. We were in the radio. We were in the music. We were part of the music.
Singing along with the records.
Doing the whole thing, you know.
Horrible things I listen to today, but yeah, at that time,
right.
It was so much fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Set Me Free, by the way, is you can find that on iTunes, I think I saw it.
You can find it on iTunes, and it's in a box set of some of Motown's unbelievable hits. But I don't know which box set it is. But
yeah, you search in iTunes, you can find it. Set Me Free by Lee Allen. And by the way, you have a website. We should promote that because and a book and the whole thing.
Well, I do have a website for the professional part of it. It's LeeAllenCreative.com.
Then you have the for all your
Detroit
radio.
Yeah, DetroitRadioLegends.com, which was created and is maintained by my beautiful wife, Nancy. She takes care of that, And I want to say hi to her. She's out in North Carolina tonight.
Hi, Nancy. I know Nancy, too.
Yeah. And so Nancy has that. And the book is there. The people told me for 25 years to shut up and write it down.
Mm-hmm.
So she finally convinced me to do that. So I got up every morning at 5 o'clock, and I'd sit there at the computer and write nothing or something. And I decided what I would do, Jim, would be to write just what I remember. No research. I thought that would take 15 pages and I'd be done with it. 460 pages later, we published the book. And it's all about the things that we're talking about. The wonderful Mickey Shore stories, the Tom Clays, Jim Hampton, you're in it. Because Jim Hampton, at one point, I surprised him to the point where I didn't think he was going to live another hour. And you can tell that story some other time. But
actually, there was a guy on who recalled that story. He called earlier in the show. He was listening in, where was he, Michael?
He was in
Riverside, California.
California.
Yeah. And I guess he had referenced your book, and he called in to talk about
that.
Let
me just, you were his record spinner? You were Lee Allen's record spinner.
Exactly.
Back in the days when disc jockeys had different rooms. You just kind of...
When Jim first came to the station, he was...
just out of high school.
Just out of high school. I don't know. Did I hire you? Someone hired you.
Well, not that time. I was being hired. John Dew was there's a guy named John Dew who was the producer or was a coordinator, I guess, for Club 1270. He had been a record spinner, and he told me that there was this job, and you could play the records for all the DJs, and I was just out of high school, and so I came in, I got the job, and he said, well, you're going to meet Lee Allen, and he's going to be coming in here, and... you know, you walked in. I remember you walking in. You were very nice, very gracious, and then I was thrown to the wolves. Literally, I had to walk into this studio where we had these giant turntables, these four giant turntables, and this row of cartridge machines, which were very new at that time. And the disc jockey would be sitting in his own chair with his little mic switch and stuff, and there you were. Or be on remote and not even being in or near the studio.
That's right. Yeah.
And you had to kind of you had to be totally in sync with the person you were working with, and it was a wonderful time.
Did you ever screw up? Did he ever lose it at you? You dumb little...
I don't know about Jim Hampton, but I've never made a mistake.
No,
he was the youngest person ever to be hired at WXYZ up until that time to take part in anything that was on the air programming. He was, 17, 18 years old? And Jim was right in the middle of it. And then when I became program director later, if I remember correctly, we hired Jim to do, you did the all-night show, did you not?
I was 20 years old when you hired me.
And
I turned 21, I think, when I was on the air.
See, that was a classic radio station, if you don't mind this for a moment. It was absolutely classic. Off the air, you asked me, Michael Collins, you know, what I listened to when I was small.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the Beatles. I listened, are you ready for this, to the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger was created in Detroit by Detroiters, and it was on WXYZ.
Was that your inspiration to get into broadcasting, the Lone Ranger, or was it personalities? Were there?
Well, I listened to the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger was real to me. All of those people and all those sounds, and I mean... Casey Kasem played a part in The Lone Ranger. And I listened to The Lone Ranger when I was a kid. No. When I was about 13 years old, I was involved in music, 14 years old, at Cooley High School, and we all went down and auditioned to WJR for a program called Make Way for Youth. It was directed by the choral director at University of Detroit, Don Large, the Don Large Make Way for Youth Chorus. So we went down to WJR, unpaid, you understand, three times a week, twice during the week for rehearsals, and then on Saturday we got to sing and play and do things on CBS. And I used to see these people there at WJR, and I was around WJR for a few years, and then I went to Michigan State and I auditioned to be an announcer, and they were paying $1.25 an hour, and I auditioned and I didn't make it. And the chief announcer was a guy by the name of Larry Freimeyer, and he said, you can come back for the next two or three quarters, but you don't have the voice for it, and you're not going to make it here. I ended up back at Wayne University, unpaid, and started working in Wayne Radio. One of my professors got me a job at WCAR on Sundays. I was fired from there in about 2 months. Went to JLB. Never really wanted to be on the radio. I didn't know anything about it until I got to JBK, where radio was real and competitive. And all those wonderful voices that were there. Not only Tom Clay, Jim, but Don McLeod and Clark Reed.
Yep.
And all of those wonderful people. And I used to walk from class to class at Wayne University and see this big trailer that would sit on the lawn of Science Hall in the mornings. And in there would be Fred Wolf.
Hmm.
Fred Wolf. He was the lord of morning radio. He was on, he did the Gold Cup races and he did the, I mean.
Bowling, he was doing the bowling show.
He was a professional bowler one. So I would walk by there and I would think, why in the world are you trying to get into any kind of radio? You're going to have to try to compete with a guy like this. 4 years later, I was his boss.
And then every night, I would, listen to you on the radio and you had this incredible close that used to, sign off the show. And it was done by Frank Sinatra. And how did you pick that song? What was that about?
Well, I used to play a half an hour of Sinatra from 11:30 to midnight at KMH, and they were about to fire me for that. And they made me stop doing it. And they had so many calls and letters, not because of me, but because of Sinatra, even from young people, that they let me do it again. But they said, only the last 5 or 10 minutes, if you don't mind. And so the whole lyric in there about I'm a glum one, etc., can't get started with you, is the only answer that I will never give. There was a reason for it, and it was a wonderful Sinatra song, and it really said no matter who I've been with, who I've seen, or where I've been, I can't get started with you. And the audience connected with it, and people used to park and listen to it.
Yes, yes.
Somebody said at a gathering the other night that one person in town is responsible for about 25% of the population.
And it was because they were sitting there and all of a sudden you would come on the radio and this is what you would do.
You and me, back together again on Detroit Radio. You on one side, me on the other, but together. And somehow,
I'm a glum one.
It's explainable.
It's explainable.
I met someone.
I met someone.
Unattainable.
Unattainable. Life's a bore. The world is my oyster. No more.
The entertainer is one Mr. Sinatra.
All the papers where I led the news with my capers. Now we'll spread the news. Superman turns out to be Flash in the pan.
I've flown around the world in a plane designed the latest IBM brain with queens I've a la carte, but somehow I still can't get started with you.
I've flown around the world in a plane designed the latest IBM brain, but lately I can't get started with you. In Cincinnati or in Rangoon, I simply smile and all the gals swoon. Their whims I've more than just charted, but I can't get started with you. Oh, to you. I would always stick to you. Fly through thin and thick to you. Tell me why I'm taboo. Each time I chanced to see Franklin D, he always said hi, buddy, to me. And with Queens, I've a la carte. But I can't get started with you.
If tonight I have said or done anything to offend anyone in any way, it was unintentional. If I have said or done anything that made you laugh, that made you cry, that made you sad or mad, even at me, then for that brief period of time, you forgot about your problems. And that was intentional. And we will try again next time. Watch how you drive that automobile now, and don't you dare turn it into a couple of tons of deadly weapon. And stay tuned as the entertainment continues.
And with Queens, I've a la carte. But I can't with you.
Isn't that beautiful? That's Lee Allen. And Lee, I don't know if you know that, but that recording was from 1963, and that was before the Kennedy assassination. Can you imagine?
Really?
Yeah. So that's a real vintage.
Jim, thank you for having me on. And this radio recall is really wonderful. And I hope that everyone can latch on to it, listen to it, whether they're hearing it live or if it's recorded. I know that it is being recorded. You should listen to it around the world at WPON.com. And
I have a website, too, radiorecall.us. So if you want to check out, you know, more on me and some of the performers we've been playing, and soon we're going to post a lot of this material up there. It's going to be beautiful.
Listen, if you want the greatest sleeping pill in the world, which is my book, DetroitRadioLegends.com, and I am now out of trouble with my dear Nancy. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks to everyone. Thank you, Michael Collins, Art Bolo. Thank you, James. We will see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. I apologize. We didn't get Scotty Regan on. We will have him on tomorrow night with a bunch of great stars from a lot of other stations that you'll remember. Until then, you know, good night.